Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Zach, what a time it has been. Oh my gosh. The country is coming apart at the seams. The Capitol Hill riots were something out of some kind of dystopian reality, and yet it is now our reality. It's incredibly painful. As we're recording this, Congress is considering impeachment, which I believe is necessary, and you can't not impeach someone who sends a mob to your door that results in multiple deaths. And so despite the fact that Trump's going to be out of there one way or another in a week, like I think that they need to impeach.
I read your book, as many of the people listening to this podcast did. You predicted a lot of this, at least in various versions, right? How do you feel watching it play out? I'm actually really curious in where your brain is seeing, like, yep, we're talking about this for a while, and now it's happening. Now we have to live it. Now we're talking about it.
It's horrifying. And as bad as I thought things were going to get, even I did not think they were going to get this bad this quickly in this form. You know, my big takeaway for people is that we should open our minds to the possibilities, both positive and negative, at this point. You know, if you reflect on it, it's nearly unthinkable, even our day-to-day, where when you walk around and see people with masks huddled together, and then all the signs saying, home, stay safe and whatnot. It's like, these are things that you would have imagined in 2019, you'd be watching a science fiction movie. And then we went into that reality very quickly. Hundreds of thousands of people have lost their lives from the pandemic. And I do think there's been this massive mental health toll on all of us. And if you take a population that was strained to begin with, I believe there are a lot of people that are breaking right now. And, you know, when people break, they're breaking in different ways.
I agree with you. It's heartbreaking and terrifying, right? Where it's terrifying that this is a threat to the fabric of our democracy, and that a lot of, frankly, the left has been clamoring that this is what Trump has been standing for a long time. And the right was saying, yeah, but there's these other values we care about more that the left doesn't stand for, and it's worth it. And frankly, the left proven right a little bit on this, or very much so on
well,
this.
Here's the major thing I think, and you can see it playing out, in that there is one side that is much more likely to show up to a protest, in quotes, armed, and there's one side that, frankly, is much more likely to get a pass from law enforcement, as we saw in Capitol Hill, and that is unfortunately the same side, and so. You know, when people try and do the both sides-ism, like, they're very, very different dangers. I mean, if you look at the actual toll of domestic terrorism, right-wing terrorism is a much more real threat. I was reading a piece today about the intersection between military background and training and extremism. And they talked about two groups of people, one who were extremists who go into the military to get trained, and that's a thing, apparently. But there's also a thing where people show up to the military and then become extremists while they're in the military.
Frankly, I've been just confused on a lot of understanding frankly, the actions of the far right in this case, and then navigating the comparison with the actions of the far left. And so the question that I've been getting, or comments I've been getting from my Republican friends have been comparing it. It's not the same, but they were bringing up the comparison to Portland, where the far left essentially just took over the police station and a city essentially for a month. As an example of what happens when the far left does things, and now you have the far right like storming the Capitol. Help me understand what help our listeners understand the difference between those actions, or how do we navigate?
Well, my perception, and I believe this is borne out by facts, is that if you look at, for example, Black Lives Matter protests, the vast majority of them were peaceful and unarmed.
Correct.
And I'm going to suggest that if they were anything else, there would have been even higher degrees of violence because law enforcement would have been cracking down immediately if like folks were showing up. Like I think that there would have been unthinkable, even more unthinkable conflicts and scenes. There are just very, very different levels of threat, in my view, from one side versus the other. And I think that that's one of the things like that a lot of people find frustrating. It's like when people see this unthinkable carnage on Capitol Hill and they say, oh, well, Portland. It's like a lot of people right now listen to this being like, are you kidding me? You know what I mean? Like, right. But I've seen some of that stuff online, too, where there's like a constant, well, what about this? Well, what about that?
Yes, that is my point. And I'm getting a lot of whatabouts. Right.
Yeah. That's like this instinctive thing. And one thing I said is that, look, if any other group had done this in the Capitol, the conservatives would be calling for martial law right now. You know what I mean? Like they would look at this and say, this is like an act of sedition, treason, war, like whatever it is. But then because it's this particular group of people, then there is this what about, you know what I mean? Like that there's like this to me, extremism's like a massive problem. The extremism is a much more virulent threat on the right because it's much more likely to result in violence in my mm-hmm. view. And I think that's borne out by the facts.
Yeah. It is heartbreaking to me that, and this I was kind of trying to grapple with in the last election, is like, where do we draw the line between country and party? And here we are, the Capitol has been stormed and blown through, and we've got literally people dragging, a woman got shot in the face. Like we have, like people posing with the, like ripping apart the podiums or whatever they're doing. And we are still in some instances sticking to our party lines. And that is frustrating. You know what I'm saying?
Polarization is destroying us. And this is not a both sidesism thing. It's like, you know, I think most people know that, like I've campaigned hard for Democrats around the country. To me, like I'm much, much more excited for President Joe Biden than I would be a continuation of Trump era. Like, you know, so this is not like a both sides equivalent sort of thing, but the polarization is going to destroy us because, let's say you have Republicans who are horrified by what's going on and they look up and say, well, what am I going to do? Like vote against my party? It's like that the polarization has gotten so extreme that many people feel like it would be very, very damaging to their political prospects if they vote against their party's base in a meaningful way. It's one reason why Trump was able to run roughshod on folks. And there was one data point that made me really happy, or I wanted to elevate it. So one of the very, very few Republican senators who came out and said, I've had enough, like Trump needs to go, was the Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski. And Trump, I think at some point signaled, he's like, ooh, I'm going to like try and have someone run against her. Like I'm going to have someone primary her. But Alaska in November approved ranked choice voting and open primaries. So there is no Republican primary for Lisa Murkowski, as far as I know. It's just she shows up and it's like a general race and it's final four and ranked choice. So that goes to show how changing the mechanics and getting rid of closed party primaries actually can free political figures. Because if you have a closed party primary, your one real viable threat is you get primaried within your party, and it's generally from the most extreme wing. And so if you have an open primary, then you can be freed of that. You can be like, look, I'm going to do what's reasonable, and a majority of people in my district will actually like that, as opposed to the most extreme 10 to 20%.
it is amazing that we, if we fix the plumbing and the inner workings a bit, how much change that can have, a little bit of domino effect. So it's one of the reasons why we fight for it, man.
We can home in on these individuals, and the individuals are problems. But there's something that Ezra Klein said. He said that if a good individual hits a corrupt system, they'll get compromised very quickly. And so we have good people hitting a system that's corrupting them. And instead of expecting them to somehow cleanse the system, we have to try and change it so that they can be free to do something that might not be something that people in their party are very excited about, and still live to, you know, serve in office. Because a lot of politicians are like, well, if I do that, I'm going to lose, so can't do that. And, you know, and that's one reason why we feel so stuck.
This episode of Yank Speaks is brought to you by Athletic Greens. So I've learned to love this stuff. I've never been a big diet supplement guy. This one's pretty easy. Either comes in, you can do it in like a bowl. There's a big bowl you can buy, or you can get like these little daily pouches, but you throw it in some water. It's tasty. It's great. And for me on a personal level, it just helps. It just helps me digest things better. Like no stomach pains, whatever. I eat what I want. Helps work out. And I also know I'm getting all those vitamins I'm supposed to be getting in a healthy, nutritious way. So it's essentially the most comprehensive daily nutritional beverage I've tried, probably out there in general. So it's got, you get one scoop of this stuff. It's got 75 vitamins in it, and minerals, and the whole food source ingredients. There's a multivitamin in there. There's multi-mineral, probiotic, green superfood blend, and more. And they all work together to fill the nutritional gaps in your diet. So sometimes I don't eat enough vegetables. Sometimes I don't eat enough, get enough vitamins or various proteins, things like that. And it nails it for you. So I like it. I take it every morning. It's great. And it tastes pretty freaking good. So here's the deal. Athletic Greens has this awesome dietary supplement that works with any diet. So you're keto, paleo, vegan, whatever the heck you are. It fits with all of it. And what they're doing is they're doubling down on their awesome product and giving you, in addition to your first purchase on Athletic Greens, giving you a 1 year supply of vitamin D, which I have. It's pretty great. And then 5 free travel packs. So you can try out the travel pack as well with your first purchase. If you visit the link today, all you got to do is visit athleticgreens.com/yang. Join the health experts, athletes, health conscious go-getters, and myself and Andrew, as people around the world who are using this, making that daily commitment to actually feeling better and eating better and having that healthy diet every single day. athleticgreens.com/yang. Get your free supply of vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with them right now. Yang Speaks is sponsored by Skillshare. You guys got to check this out, because the way you need to learn cool new stuff, particularly in the creative realm, I think I've said it before, I'm taking this class through Skillshare. It's called Plants at Home, Uplift Your Spirit and Space, because I always am kind of envious when people have like green or shrubbery and greenery in their homes, and I always kill them. So I've learned not to overwater my plants like a dumbass, and I've learned a bunch of other things about how to kind of make, I got a new apartment, like how to make a home a little bit better with some greenery, and how not to kill it and how to balance it out. So it's pretty cool. But there's a whole bunch of other classes. They got classes on iPhone photography. They've got stuff on how to be creative online. They've got stuff called Find Your Style, 5 exercises to unlock your creative identity. Like, there's stuff on illustration, graphic design, photography, film, video, productivity, UI, UX design, creative writing, whole bunch of different ways to learn from other people with these skills to unlock your own. And it's pretty freaking cool. So it's this online learning community, and it's a real fun way to grow this year in 2021. It's also not that expensive. It's incredibly affordable, especially compared to some of these pricey in-person classes. So it's like literally less than $10 a month. And for us, you're going to get a free trial. So if this is piquing your interest, it piqued mine. I'm learning about plants. But if you don't want to learn about plants, learn about a whole bunch of other stuff I just mentioned. Check it out. Skillshare.com/yang. Get a free trial of a premium membership. That's Skillshare.com/yang. What happens next Wednesday when Joe gets inaugurated? And how does this... Do we start to transition, or we still get some unrest as this happens?
I think that there are going to be protests of some kind, maybe not just in D.C. I think there were 10 state capitals that had some version of protests. I think that there will be others. I don't think this is going anywhere, unfortunately. I think the fact that dozens of the folks who were in the Capitol are getting arrested now is a very big deal, because typically these kinds of movements have certain people that are much, much more energized than others. And so if you imprison like that group of people, it's actually very, very significant. But I do think there are going to be protests. I think one should be concerned. But I will also say that from everything I've seen, what happened in the Capitol will not happen again, because law enforcement, the National Guard, Capitol Police, and all others are going to go from, frankly, just completely botching this and like allowing something terrible to happen that could have been much, much worse, to now it's going to be like front center, buttoned up, fully staffed, geared up, to the nth degree. So at least on that level, in a way, I'd be more concerned about other environments like state capitals, because I have a feeling that DC is going to be a fortress.
Right. For those of you who are frustrated in protesting, please be peaceful and safe. And those of you in those neighborhoods who are not, please be peaceful and safe. And I think that the answer is, or the long and short of it, is that the Joe Biden administration, Kamala Harris administration, they have their work cut out for them. And I hope we'll do everything we can to help. But we have to heal. We got to heal as a nation, because this is not sustainable. This economy is not sustainable, but this polarization, this stuff, you say this all the time, this gets worse before it gets better. I want to shift gears. We've got some news that you announced today, or late last night for recording this. And want to basically talk about our path forward on this podcast.
Yeah, this is sort of a reflection episode where you and I have been podcasting it up since March or so. And yeah. I have to say, first, I want to say thank you to everyone who's listening. I really, really appreciate your ongoing support and confidence and interest and belief. It means a ton to me, Zach, and everyone else who's associated with our team. It's been a blast. I have enjoyed this podcast every time where I look forward to it. And we are going to be shifting gears where we've been doing Monday and Thursday, and you and I can talk about this a little bit, where we originally were just going to do once a week because that seemed to make sense. But then because we were enjoying it so much and having so many good conversations, we were like, let's go Monday, Thursday. And even then we weren't sure it was going to be Monday, Thursday in perpetuity. But we were having so much fun and doing so much that it was Monday and Thursday for this first 10 months or so. Mm-hmm. But now we are going to switch gears and make it once a week, Mondays. You know, Monday to look forward to. We're going to have maybe an occasional Thursday, but you can fully expect and look forward to Yang Speaks episode every Monday ongoing.
Which is a bit of a shift, but I think you guys, given the news that was announced today, understand that there's a lot on the plate, and we are committed to doing this well, you know, and giving you guys kind of a national perspective. So this podcast will be separate from a lot of the political activity you're seeing from us on a day-to-day basis, and we think that's still a good thing. Like, this is a great venue for those of you who don't live in certain large cities or maybe around the country. But you have our word that it's still going to be Yang Speaks. It's still going to be fun. You'll get both of us. We're going to make a commitment to this once a week, every Monday. And for any sort of political activities, you know where to find that as well. Be separate from here. That said, this is going to be a fun year. Like, we got big plans, Andrew.
I'm excited. The team's excited. We're revved up. I mean, when push comes to shove, and this is something I hope that people know and appreciate about me, at the end of the day, I'm a doer. You know what I mean? I love sitting down and talking to folks and learning and listening and thinking and gathering my thoughts and trying to put ideas out that are going to help people make sense of the world. But at the end of the day, I want to get shit done. I mean, that's just the real thing. We've gotten a lot of shit done this past number of weeks and months. And reflecting on, I'm going to use this as an opportunity to reflect a little bit. We helped get over $160 billion out to American families. And I'm pretty sure if this $2,000 bill, $2,000 stimulus checks passes, we'll have something to do with that too. Because one of the things we did, and thank you to everyone who helped make this possible, we helped flip the Senate. you know, we spent weeks and weeks in Georgia knocking on doors and volunteering and doing things. And I have a very, very strong feeling that if we get $2,000 checks, that John Ossoff and Reverend Warnock will be right there voting for it.
they said as much.
We've given almost $10 million away to folks, you know, over the last year, to people who are struggling. There's so many accomplishments in the last 10 months. It's been an incredible journey. You know, I'll say, and one reason I'm so grateful to everyone listening to this, it's like I feel like the energy around this movement has grown significantly since the presidential. And that was really my big goal, was that at the end of the presidential, I was like, we have to keep this ship sailing and moving and bringing on new passengers. And it has happened. And now we're going to try and get some more stuff done, and have a good time and have some great conversations. One thing about this podcast is that, like, I do love to interact with people and learn from them and just, you know, pick their brains. And we're just going to keep on doing it. 2021.
No matter what we're doing on this podcast or how who's probably on this podcast, we will always be doing, we'll be doing something in real life, whether it's a company you're starting or Humanity Forward or running for office or whatever it is, right? And that's just how this goes, guys. We're going to be like updating you in real time on various things, and or talking about something else while you know we're doing other various things. So, and that's, I think, what makes it fun. And I hope you guys have enjoyed it. We've loved you. And yeah, Andrew, here's a 2021, man. Let's have some fun.
2021, may it be vastly superior to the year that preceded it. Though I have to admit, Zach, it is off to a very rocky start. But hopefully we can turn that around. Hopefully we can turn that around, gang.
All right, guys. Thank you for tuning in. We will see you Monday and every Monday going forward. Stay awesome, Yang Gang. Talk to you soon.